right now, we are on in a march against Donald Trump walking up Webster Avenue and 20th right now past the PG&E building. There's several hundred people that are in the street, a line of cops in riot gear, a lot of signs out here, dump Trump and rape culture. And you hear the chant is all borders have got to go from Palestine to Mexico. What your sign says and why you're out here tonight?
Eradicate Electoral College, love Trump's hate.
And why are you out here tonight, and what does it mean when you say, why do you have the sign to say eradicate the Electoral College?
Right now is a time for change, and new political processes are happening, and it's important that this country works for the people and not rich people.
The argument has been made that Trump appealed to a lot of poor, disenfranchised people, you know, who had felt that they were left out in the middle of the country. And they have, or the argument has been made that his election is a result of the people. How do you see that?
I see a lot of just a facade, just him saying what some people believe, but they're not the majority. They're not the majority of the people in this country.
So what do you think that first steps need to be taken to really bring about this change?
I vote to eradicate the Electoral College first. That process doesn't work.
Real talk there. What's your name now?
Elza.
Elza, thank you so much. We're talking on KPFA. What's your name?
My name is Chelsea.
Chelsea, what brings you out here tonight?
I think Donald Trump is a racist and a sexist person, and I want to tell the country that that's not my president. That's not who represents me.
People are saying, you know, I was watching some of this on the national coverage, and they're saying, yeah, the protests are good, but he's going to be the president. What's your response to that, especially since we're out here in the streets right now?
Well, Hillary did get the popular vote, so we're also talking about taking away the Electoral College system, so that way the president who gets a popular vote would be the president. So even though he is our president, we're still not satisfied with that.
What else do you think needs to be done? I know people have been saying that now's the time to bring about some real change.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that need to be done. Because the reason people voted for Donald Trump is because our nation is so economically disorganized, and so many people are impoverished right now. So there's a lot that needs to change.
I appreciate that. And your name again?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're still down here, hanging out. All right. Want to tell everybody what you're doing out here tonight?
Just out here documenting this historic moment. You know, this is our city. This is our people. We're in turmoil, but we're coming together. We're standing together. We're trying to, you know, just hold space and express how we feel during this time right now.
How are you feeling?
Conflicted. Like a warrior. Like I can't put my faith in no man, so I know that regardless of who the president is, you know, my God is a faithful God, so I'm holding my faith as strong as I can right now. That's how I'm feeling. Like we need to hold faith.
You said this was a historical moment. I remember 8 years ago on these very same streets, people were dancing. That was the election of Barack Obama. Why is this historic tonight?
Because we're feeling the complete exact opposite. Because we're in shock. Because we finally get to see what it means for us to not get out and vote, what it means for us to say we don't matter and then have other people say, hey, actually, you're right. It's in our faces now. This is very, 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 very historic because I think even now, even our young generation right now, even the young generation is realizing that they have to do more. They have to do more, that we can't do it by ourselves. So a lot of people are, I think a lot of people are going to wake up from this moment.
Right now we have a band that is walking by. As I said, there are hundreds of people out here tonight. Many people out here expressing solidarity, many people holding space, people of all walks. You know, the argument has been made, and I know when I was in Cleveland, I saw this with my own eyes in Ohio, that Trump was tapping into a group of people who were feeling left out for whatever reason. And his message of blame the Mexicans, his message of blame black people, his message of blaming the Muslims was something that resonated with a particular group of people. How do you, you know, what's your thoughts on that? The fact that such a message of hatred did resonate with so many people, 50 million.
As I just sat there and got pushed by the police trying to listen to this question and feel like I want to feel protected, but I'm not.
Yeah, as we were sitting here, you know, the line of people just kind of moved you out the way, you know.
It's hard to stay focused when that is the type of issues that we're dealing with right now, right in our face, right there. He came to my back. He didn't come to my face and say, hey, can you move to the side? He pushed me first before he spoke to me. Those type of acts right there is what makes us want to lash out, what makes us want to not do the peaceful thing.
But now it seems like we have somebody who's in office that is actually encouraging that. What do you think we should be doing? You know, like, he is totally backing. He is saying, this is what you all need to do. We encourage this, and do it to these particular groups of people.
We can't stop. There's nothing else we can do but continue to do the same fight. We have to, even if it... There's nothing else we can do but continue to fight, and we have to come together, all of us, all minorities, not just blacks, not just Latinas, we all have to come together and continue doing what we're doing right now. You know, we made some progress here in the community on some local measures. That right there goes to show you that we can come together. We made progress. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, we have children getting measures put on the ballot right here in the city of Oakland that we are out here physically voting on, that is affecting us, everybody. So we're making progress on a small level, and we just have to continue to plant the seeds, continue to do the work that is going to make people realize what this movement is about. Mm-hmm. Because it's a movement.
Lastly, you know, you said people need to come together, of all races and all stripes. But in coming together, some people will say, yeah, we need to find a new Hillary and we need to vote for her. And others will say, let's come together and get rid of voting altogether. And somebody else will have a completely different thing. What do you think we should be doing when we come together? Do we fight it on the voting line? Do we fight it?
You know what it is? We fight it in every way we possibly can. We get in where we fit in. If you have a certain relationship with the police where you're afraid to be out here on the front lines, then do something else. Support the businesses that are making our city thrive. Go out and volunteer in areas where you can. Go out and help folks understand what's going on. Speak to them. So basically, get in where you fit in. What is your strong point? What can you do? Are you one that can go out and pass out water when we're doing this? Can you make flyers? Can you hold space? Do you own a business where people can come and talk to you? Do you work in a field where you can donate money? Can you send money to Stand and Rock? Like, what can you do?
Right.
Do what you can do. That's what I mean when I say let us get together. Do your part, even if it just means, hey, going out and asking just one question or saying anything. Whatever you can do that is positive, that is going to help our cause, help our people, help our community.
That's real talking. You're saying that with conviction as you speak, and I see your You got tears in the eyes, so you're really feeling this tonight, as a lot of people are, that this is not a game.
This is my hometown. I just turned 39 a couple of weeks ago. I've been here all my life. And I know what it's going to take for us to keep our city wholesome, to keep our city soulful. This is exactly what it takes, and I do mean this from my heart.
Thank you so much. And what's your name again?
My name is Kilo. Everybody knows me by Kilo. Shaquilla McCulley, a.k.a. Kiki, Miss Kiki. I work with kids out here. You know what I'm saying? This is my home. Representing Town Biz. It's all good.
Kiki, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
One love. We're going to stay strong out here. We're continuing to talk to folks. Right here, somebody who was holding space earlier in front of the store, Town Biz. She was on our show last week. You know, laying down how we should look at this political process. We're talking about Chaney Turner. How you doing this evening? First of all, you know, let's talk about the fact that you felt it was necessary to open up your business, not for business, but for healing today.
Self-care is very important today. You know, a lot of our people are holding on and trying to process all types of emotions and don't know how to do it. And sometimes, you know, just being with other people and being able to say how you feel and to get it out is, you know, it's healing in some ways. You know I needed it personally, and a lot of folks who came through the doors, you know, needed it.
I know when you put the call out, I saw there was a tremendous response. What were some of the things that people were just talking about today?
A lot of folks, you know, well, we're angry, Davey. We're hella angry. You know, we are, you know, upset. This is ridiculous. You know, we shouldn't even be in this current predicament with this man being put in office. Just the, you know, blatant racism across the country from white people is, you know, it's angering. It's, you know, I don't have any other words to say, but, you know, I feel, you know, a word describe aside, you know, from anger, not even disappointment, because I'm like, okay, well, you know, white people just being white people. And a main group of people trying to, you know, protect their own personal interest, you know, while only not, you know, dismantling the years of work people have been doing, you know, throughout the years, especially, you know, these past 8 years with, you know, trying to get our economy together and healthcare and, you know, and gay rights and women's rights. So it's not just, you know, it's a slap in the face to multiple groups except white men.
Some have made the argument that, you know, it didn't make a difference who got in office, and some have said that we should be fighting anyway. And that all this is kind of immaterial because there's a larger thing that needs to be going on. I've heard people say that as we were walking up here, it's like, I'm glad he's in there because now it means people are going to really come out in the streets. What's your response to that? Is that a romanticizing of this struggle, or
I think it's an ignorant statement, and it's an insult to people that spend pretty much their lifetime in movement work, and people that's been doing movement work for all these years. People are saying, like, well, why aren't people out here doing this, doing that? Just because, you know, we're not, you know, people are out here protesting in the street doesn't mean that they're, you know, not on a daily aren't doing
like
things.
Sister works with the kids all the time out here. It's not going to be a protest. People, you know, people, not going to be shown on TV.
Right. You have plenty of people. We have educators right here with me right now. People that work with kids. You know what I'm saying? People that go to these, you know, city council meetings and stay there till like 1 o'clock in the morning to make sure that certain things get passed here locally. You know what I'm saying? People that are traveling multiple times a week, you know, on the behalf of, you know, black lives and women's rights. So people are doing things every day, 24 hours a day. The issue doesn't stop. You know, the thing is that, you know, more people just, you know, need to get involved. And it doesn't mean that you know you don't have to join an organization. You can, you know, give your time to some youth or something. But people want to wait till something like this to happen to be like, oh, it's time for us to get up and the revolution to start. Oh, fuck that. We're supposed to be doing this work every day. You know, every tough day. And so, you know, maybe that person just didn't know what they were really talking about. But people are actually, you know, dedicating their lives. You know, people's families and personal lives are being torn apart doing this work to make sure that, you know, we can all get free. So, you know, maybe a few extra people's eyes, you know, will be open and we can do some things. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't stop. The real work does start today. But it doesn't just start with us protesting in the street.
Let me ask you this. You know, last time I was down here was on the tragedy of the two young men that were shot right on this corner, you know, right here. And you were talking about that work. And I mean, since then, we remember a number of people came out. What's been the follow up with that? Have people been holding space and continuing trying to heal from that? Because I think sometimes these things happen and they disappear and folks, you know, kind of like, well, is it all right? Well, is it really all right with the young folks that we're seeing around here?
Right. You know, I'm really disappointed, not just how this was handled, but, you know, there were multiple teens that, you know, were murdered over the summer. And particularly in this area, the young woman, you know, the young girl on, 13th, a few blocks away from here. And, you know, some other folks, you know, had got shot. They didn't, you know, they didn't die, but they still, you know, got shot. What really irritates me, Davey, is that crime has been prevalent in downtown for decades. You know, people want to complain about certain venues, you know, attracting crime, but you can go downtown any time of day and buy a gun, drugs, a prostitute right there on 14th and Broadway, 24/7. And it's been like that for decades. So my question is, why hasn't the city done anything to try to address that? The same people been slanging and pretty much, you know, started their own street business, you know, over there. And they're only doing what they know how to do to survive. But you have all of these vacant buildings right here. You have transgender women and teens who've been on Castro Street over here by the freeway for decades. You know, there's no teen centers. A lot of these kids over here are artists. They're artistic. They're brilliant. And there's nothing being offered. You know,
real talk. And that's the work that you're talking about that needs to be done.
That's the work that needs to be done. And, you know, it's been pretty desolate over here. The kids, you know, they don't come over because there's nothing over here for them to do. You know, they could come by, you know, and definitely hang out, but the vibe has, you know, definitely changed. And this block is going to be changing very, very, very soon with, you know, all of the, you know, gentrification. These two empty buildings have been purchased and most likely will be turned into some, like, tech companies. They're about to install all these parklets. And this is an art hub. Like, all of this beautiful graffiti and murals that you see around you are done by mainly youth, you know. They could have been offered something for that. And maybe they wouldn't, you know, tag up as many buildings, you know. But it's all deliberate. The mayor doesn't care. You know, the council lady, she came over here and took a few pictures, you know, after the shooting. But there wasn't no follow-up. You know, everybody wants to get a photo op, just like Libby did today. She stole the shine from the kids who led their own protest and march. And uninvited, she brought herself up there to talk on the mic. You know, let them have their space. What are you doing besides getting photo ops and saying the same speech over and over and over and over and over again?
It's real talk. What's the next step going here? Donald Trump in office, but there were some measures that got passed here in the city. We were told that. But where do you see things headed now?
We had some, you know, local victories. You know, we had some local victories, and, you know, some might think they're small, but they're victories nonetheless. You know, we got Latifah Simon into the seat for BART board, and, you know, she's going to, you know, bring some much-needed change. Measure JJ passed, you know, so...
That's the rent control.
That's the rent control, and, you know, that can bring some comfort to some people who, you know, are stressing about the, you know, increased rents. And, you know, we had some things that weren't all, you know, positive. Unfortunately, Larry Reed got back into his seat. And, you know, Jamoke Hodge got back onto, you know, the school board. But we have to, you know, keep working locally. You know, Oakland is a significant city, and we are a resilient people. And despite of who's in office, we have always fought back, you know, against the machine. And this idiot is no different. I think if anything, you know, this is going to inspire people, you know, to push harder and work harder. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do, and we have to stay focused.
That's real talk. Chaney Turner, we appreciate it. We're down here. The march has moved, and it looks like it's back over at Oscar Grant / Frank Ogawa Plaza. We'll probably head on down there. We're right now on the corner of 13th and Webster. We're going to take a break on Hard Knock Radio.
We the people. We the people. We the people.
And so it looks like there's several marches, and this one has split up.
Folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' get up. Home of the ride and the king ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally. What? I'm ready to go right now, your race is in too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate
Donald Trump. Down Trump. Down Trump. Yeah.
First time I ain't finna let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump issue was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan so cold. Obama so hoe. Donald Trump spent his trust for money on the vote. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. Pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let this win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if the hell do win, you gon' probably get smoked.
Down Trump.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, down Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
Hold up, I'm up with Mexicans. Got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. It's Comedy Central. African couldn't be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you up with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, hell, it should begin. Black love, brown pride, and assess again. White people feel the same as my next kin. Let this win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, it's wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your L.A. rally, we gon' crash your issue.
Low down, try. Low down, try. Yeah.
Davey D, Hard Knock Radio, hanging out with you. We are downtown Oakland. This has been the site of an anti-Trump rally. At least it started off that way about 5 o'clock this afternoon. A lot of people, in fact, it's not just one march or rally, but it's been a culmination of several. Just a little while ago, tear gas was dropped down here. There were a couple of fires set both downtown and in front of the Uber building. And running into fellow journalists from Indie Media, you know him, Dave ID. Unfortunately, you're one of the people that got hit with the tear gas. What happened?
Well, it was small amounts. It was like they call it like a CS flashbang. So it was like one little controlled poof. It wasn't like the days of old when they would fill the entire street with it. At first, the truck that was leading the march tried to turn left on Washington to head towards OPD's headquarters. The police weren't having it. They formed a line. Nothing really happened. And then all of a sudden, the police issued a illegal assembly order. And then after that, things started getting a little crazy. People were trying to push garbage cans on fire to the cops. Then the CS flashbangs came. And from that point on, it's split off. There's been groups, a few dozen everywhere, and then two big groups. There's one group that, last I saw them, was getting pushed up Broadway around the Marriott, and then there was another group that split from the around the police headquarters, and they were setting fires in Broadway.
There's more tear gas going. Oh, wow, more flashbangs going off over here. So that must be where the second group is at.
Yeah, you can hear the helicopter above, too, and maybe a little bit of the dispersal order, although that's hard to hear. It's been hard to hear all night.
Right. Your thoughts on just what's been happening with people coming out in response to the Trump election?
Well, I think people are pissed. Not that people were happy with Hillary Clinton, but Trump is a fascist monster. So, people are pretty damn upset. I mean, imagining 4 years with him is unimaginable.
And if you can see, that has been the theme. YG, Nipsey Hussle's song, F Donald Trump. Everywhere you go, you hear it. But that was the song of the summer. I think it's caught everybody by surprise because there was so much. Yeah, there's more flash grenades going off. There was so much opposition, open opposition to Trump because of the number of groups that he insulted, his actions, what have you. I think everybody's kind of shocked that he managed to make it through anyway.
Yeah, I think it's pretty surprising. I mean, he's admitted to sexually assaulting women. That something like a dozen women came forward and said that, yeah, he's groped me or kissed me without his permission, their permission. And, and that's just the beginning of it. He said insane things. He wants to deport 11 million people. He wants to ban Muslims, and the Republican Party went along with it, and the Democratic Party nominated the wrong candidate.
Where do you see things going now? Many people are saying this is a prime opportunity for organizing. This is a prime opportunity to really clean the slate and start things anew. Do you agree with that? Do you see that happening?
It's just day one right now. But, I see a lot of people who are motivated. There's been the Black Lives Matter. Before that, there was Occupy Oakland and the Justice for Oscar Grant movement. And so there's a number of people that have been around. And I actually saw a lot of newcomers today. So I think some of the younger gentrifiers are getting radicalized when they see the issue going down in the street.
I hear you on that. Well, we're going to stick around here for a little bit. As we said, they are now trying to disperse people. You can smell some of the acrid scent of those tear gas that has been dispersed here. Hopefully people keep the momentum. We're going to take a break here on Hard Knock Radio. We'll be right back.
New York, New York, city of dreams. Everything in New York ain't always what it seems. Chicago, murder capital. These young boys were for the capital. In Oakland, fire burning. Capitalism, wheels are turning. Los Angeles, dangerous.